Welcome to the Daring Designers Club. If you're listening, you are now a member. And listening along to the podcast, you're going to hear all about running a successful, sustainable design business, which doesn't just keep your bank balance happy, but also makes you a happy business owner. We're going to talk portfolios, design process, pricing, clients, admin, marketing, and everything that goes into running a design business, as well as mixing in some interviews with design experts who've done it all before. I can't wait to help you with any topic you need a boost with. And if you want to hear more from me, head to @GattoWeb on Instagram or GattoWeb.com, where you can find more resources for designers in the form of workshops, blog posts, ebooks, and more. Let's get into today's episode. Hello, and welcome back to the Daring Designers podcast. Today, you may have seen that I'm going to be talking about all things process, and client processes are one of my favorite parts of my business. So the processes that I've created for my clients and for my own, I guess my own workflows are one of my favorite parts of my business and also one of the areas that I'm most proud of in my business as well. It's one of the things that I often get recognized for from past clients or from people who are getting in touch to work with me. It's one of the things that really encourages people to work with me as well, and also one of the things that gets me the most referrals. You may hear that I am a little bit on the croaky side today. It could be one of those things where I'm actually sounding better, but just sounds strange in my head. But I have been a little bit unwell, so apologies if my voice sounds a little bit off. But you know, we crack on. I'm feeling okay. So yeah, since I have started running my business as a very, very organized person who loves systems and logic and automations, focusing on my process has always been a really big priority for me in my business. So even from right at the beginning, I was setting up automated emails in response to my template customers right at the beginning of my business. And I'm always looking for ways to streamline things, to save time, and even more importantly, to make my clients' experiences working with me or experience working with me as best as possible. I don't want it to feel like the project is difficult to work through. I don't want it to feel hectic. I don't want my clients to feel like I'm not in control of the project. And in achieving the opposite, in achieving my clients feeling comfortable, feeling looked after, and feeling organized, I know that they are then more likely to recommend me to other people and share the amazing experience that they've had. And that's not the only benefit. Like, I just want my clients to have a really, really good time working with me. Like I said, I want it to be really streamlined. But the other side of the benefits, away from just your clients, is the amount of time and the amount of energy that you can save when you've got a really good client process. I always focus, like I think most places, like automation, systems, tools, focus on the time element of processes and what time you can carve out of your day if you've got a process in place. But for me, it's so much more about that energetic side of things and not feeling like you have to remember everything on the day that it's due, not having to type up every single email from scratch. Just that element of knowing that things are in hand and working for you on your behalf is such a huge benefit and can also create time for you to do so many other things as well. So I'm going to focus on four small and I think quite quick little changes, little tweaks that you can make in your business to level up your client process. I've tried to think of things that, like I said, don't take too much time. They're the kind of things that you could do if you have a spare couple of hours or a spare afternoon, even a spare hour. I think you could start to chip away at these tasks or even complete them, depending on how quickly you work. But even doing one of these things, I've designed these little tweaks to immediately be saving you time. So even if you just do one, even if you just spend an hour working on one of these tasks, straight away, you will be able to save yourself time and you'll be able to save yourself energy in your business. And aside from that, like we say, we're also creating an amazing client experience. So it's a double fold benefit. And I think if you are looking to start working on your process, if it's something that you haven't had too much focus on so far, hopefully these little tips, these little tweaks will be really helpful for you. So I'm going to jump in and I'm going to start with your inquiry emails. So this task is to basically write up three templated inquiry responses that you can just either copy and paste or use within an automation tool or schedule based on any inquiry that you get into your inbox. So the emails I would love you to create are, first of all, a decline inquiry response. And this will be for any inquiries that don't feel like a good fit, or, you know, you think would be more beneficial for them to work with someone else, or maybe you think they don't have you've seen that they don't have the budget to work with you, any of those things. If you don't want to move forward with that project, I personally find this one of the hardest emails to write. So in having a template that you can just copy and paste and send, this is going to save you so much energy trying to think of the right way to decline an inquiry, the right way to say no, and you can just instead send this and be on your way. Now, there's a few ways you can do this. I won't go into too much detail with what to include because this is entirely up to you, but you can say that you don't have the space to fit this person in, you can recommend other designers, whatever it is that you think is a nice way to be able to reject your inquiries that aren't a good fit, write up an email for that. The second email is an accept inquiry email response. So for this one, this will be just replying to any inquiry that you actually want to move forward with and either book a call or, you know, send over more information, whatever it is that you think would work best for you. Again, just write up this email. You can put it in a note, you can put it in an email draft, wherever you work on your emails. Just have it somewhere that's really easy for you to grab and send as soon as you get any inquiry. And the third email that I think would be really helpful, depending on, again, what your process is like, would be an email to send after you've sent the inquiry, maybe when your client has booked in a call or, you know, you're scheduled to chat or having a bit more of a conversation about the project. Pull together an email with all of the useful information or frequently asked questions or anything that you would like to discuss with them on a call. Pull all of that together into a template because, again, it's so easy to forget a little point, a little question that you like to ask, or, you know, how you tend to get that inspiration. Any of these things you can put within that email. And you can send this email out so the client knows, first of all, so the client can get a little bit more information about your services so they don't have as many questions to ask on a call or, you know, in emails, whatever you do your process with there, again, saving time. It's also really helpful just to guide your potential client with the process. The chances are they probably won't have worked with a designer before, and they definitely haven't worked with you before. So you're just giving them a little bit of guidance with your process and what questions you like to talk through moving forward. So there you have three inquiry email templates. So this is only for when you get a lead through, when you get an inquiry into your inbox, but you have three options for emails that you can send. And imagine each of those emails takes you 10 or 15 minutes to write up, you know, when you're working through your inbox day to day. You could potentially be saving yourself, you know, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, anywhere up to sort of half an hour a day. And although it doesn't sound like a lot of time, it really does add up. And if you think about that every day or every few days, you know, you could be saving yourself hours each month, and obviously saving yourself the energy of having to write up those emails from scratch and do everything manually as well. So there's my first tip. Write up those three inquiry email templates. The first one would be a rejection. The second one would be accepting the inquiry. And the third one would be sending more information before a call or before you move forward with the project. The second little tweak that you can use to level up your client process is to create a proposal template. So What I will assume is you might not have used proposals before, actually. It might not be part of your process already, especially if you're very early on in your business. I don't think I started using proposals until a few years in. So don't worry if this isn't something that you have already. But if you do already use proposals, chances are you have created one before that you can turn into a template if you haven't got that already. This, again, should only take a small amount of time, a couple of hours, if you've already got this template in place. And all you want to do is strip out any information that is identifying to the person that you've used the proposal for before, and just make it a bit more, like I said, templated. So you can just use it as a blank canvas for your next inquiries, your next potential client, and just fill in all the necessary information. Just to give you a couple of tips here on how to make your template as almost like efficient and organized as possible. So depending on how you tend to use your proposals, you might have a few different options, a few different services that you offer to your clients. So what I would do is create a page or a section for every single one of your services. So what you can then do is just pick and choose which ones you actually save and send forward to your client. You can also here save things like your pricing and the deliverables, so you don't have to be writing those things out over and over again. Another thing that can save a lot of time is having any information that you share about your side of things, so your process, your business, your timings, you know, whatever it will be, have all of that written in a way that can approach and talk to anyone that you're potentially working with. So you don't have to make that bit personalized. You don't have to highlight anything for each individual client. You just know that this template can work for anyone who gets in touch. The final thing would be making any areas that you do need to customize really, really obvious. So if you've got your template in Illustrator or in InDesign, wherever it would be, just make sure you are showing yourself either with annotations or with like really clear outlines, which bits you need to personalize. So this will be things like the client's name, their business name, any goals or information that you want to share with them when you're sending this proposal. Have all of those things outlined so you can get that done as quickly as possible when you are customizing these proposals. So if you don't already have a proposal, it is a really good part of the process because it's a really easy way for you to share what you can offer to your clients once you've had a chat and once they're ready to potentially book in. And it's basically just almost like a services guide, but it gives them the opportunity to then book into your schedule and book a project with you. So if you don't have a proposal template, you can still make this a really simple process. I would just create one, like a one-page document, a PDF. You know, you can do it again in Illustrator. You can do it in Adobe XD. I find that a really, really easy program to use. You can even use Canva, you know, if you're just trying to do things quickly. It really isn't the end of the world to use Canva. I think we're really put off at times, but honestly, I think whatever can help you get a job done as quickly as possible is perfect. So just create one page, put a little bit of information about your business, a little bit of information about your process, and have a section where you can share the services that you want to share with your clients. And again, you've got a really easy proposal template. These things can take, you know, an hour, 2 hours to create and to come up with the personalization side of things. Especially if you have a really, really detailed proposal, it can take a really long time to customize. So having a template is not only going to look really professional because you can send out your proposals nice and quickly and they have all the right information on there, but you can also save yourself so much time without having to create all of these things from scratch. The third tweak that you can make, or the third little task that you can add to your to-do list to level up your process, is a step-by-step workflow. So this one I maybe should have shared first. This is more of like an overview of a process and will maybe be really helpful for the other tasks as well. But what I think is really valuable to have, and what I think a lot of us neglect, is a step-by-step process workflow. The reason that I think we neglect it is because when we start to think about creating our client process, it does feel really overwhelming. It feels like a huge task that we just don't have the capacity for, or we don't have the time for. And actually, I think what really helps is mapping it out in as you know, as many or as few steps as possible so you can actually see the work that you need to do. So you can see what emails you need to send, what documents you need at each point, what information the client might want from you at every part of the process. And even having that mapped out really roughly on a piece of paper, you know, you could just get yourself a big piece of paper and scribble all over it, or, you know, do it with some really nice pens and make it look pretty, whatever works for you and your organization style. Even if you just have a really rough idea of what this process looks like, the reason this is going to save you time in the long run is because I think you'll actually see that creating your process isn't as big a job as it seems. And if it does still seem like a really big job, hopefully you can see that it can be done in very small steps. So even just writing out your emails or creating templates for the documents that you want to send, all of these things are small tasks that can be done a little bit at a time and week by week, so you can eventually pull it all together into this big process that you've planned. So the task there is to map out a step-by-step workflow for your client process. And I would do this from the moment someone gets in touch, so the inquiry that you get into your inbox, up until at least starting the project. So what steps you would like to go through between those two points. After that is more about, you know, having a project process in place and your own services. And then from there, it'd be kind of offboarding stuff. I think you can leave those two things to be separate. Hopefully that makes it a little bit less overwhelming as well, just knowing that you have to focus on that first small chunk of the project. For me, that's the most important part. Getting your projects off to a really good start is the best place you can be. So that's a really, really important part to map out. Okay, my final tip, and I do think this is potentially the quickest one to set up, although it might be a little bit more in terms of like logistics and planning and getting it into place in the future, but I would really encourage you to level up your process by using a client portal or a project management system. So the tool that I use for my project management is Asana, but I know people use Trello, although I've not really heard of Trello being used recently. I wonder if it's one that's kind of losing a bit of prevalence due to this next tool, which is Notion, which I know is really, really popular as well. All of these types of tools, which are, you know, collaborative, task-based organization tools, any of them will work really well as a client management or a project management system or tool as part of your process. And the reason that I would recommend having something like this, and the reason I use this myself, is first of all, I don't want my projects to be managed in my emails. Whilst I'm focusing on a project, whilst I'm in the sort of like creative zone, I want things to be as streamlined and organized as possible. And me sifting through my emails in between all the newsletters, all of the inquiries, all of the emails from past clients, trying to figure out where I'm up to with the project in my emails, for me is way too messy and way too much work. I would much prefer to have each of my projects in its own little area, so I can keep up with the tasks and so my clients can follow along with the project as well. So that's the first thing, is just to keep everything in the same area. The second thing is just to keep the project in motion and to keep it progressing in the way that I would like to. Using something like Asana or Notion, I believe you can do this as well, means you can assign your clients tasks. So you can let them know when you need their content, when you need feedback, all of these things. And again, using this means you don't have to send all of these manual reminders and you don't have to be chasing up as much because the clients already know what deadlines you've set for them, based on the tool and based on the project management. So again, you're just carving out that time, you're carving out that energy and taking away all of these things that previously would take up a lot of your energy. And I really do believe that that's such an important aspect, you know, preserving your creativity and not feeling like you have to constantly be chasing things up and sitting in your emails. Having these projects in their own place, I feel, answers so many questions and so many problems within your process. An absolute minimum for this task could take you literally 10 minutes, and that would be just signing up for the tool, the system that you want to use. And then all you have to do is create a space for your projects, for your clients. Don't feel like it has to be perfect. The main priority here is just having a space where you can arrange your projects, talk to your clients, share deliverables, and get your feedback. So it doesn't have to be really complicated. It doesn't have to look amazing. The important thing is just having a space where you can both be organized together and you can work on things like what your portal looks like or what tasks you have to assign as you move forward and work on more projects. That was four little tweaks, hopefully small and quick tweaks that you can make to your process to completely level up your client process, save you time, save you energy, and make you look so, so professional with your clients as well. Again, we want those referrals. We want people to talk about how great the experience was. It's not just about the outcome. It's about the process as well. If you can do just one of these things, you know, add it to your to-do list for this week, add it for next week, you know, whatever time you have, just use these small amounts of time to make small tweaks to your process. And the better and better your process gets, the more and more time you're going to save in the long run. So it's really, really worth looking into. Like I said, I really love my process and it's such a good point of pride within my business. So if you ever want to talk about your own client process, please feel free to drop me a message over at the Daring Designers Club on Instagram. I will also share a little link to sign up for the Daring Designers Club newsletter. I send a fortnightly little postcard, which usually includes a little story from my, you know, business past, and I really love writing these newsletters. I also always share resources or anything that I've got coming up in there as well. So something to look out for. I hope you have the loveliest week and I'll be back with you again next week.